请我们来看约伯记的第一章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
第一章的二十节。
Verse chapter 1 verse 20.
约伯记第一章二十节。
Job chapter 1 verse 20.
约伯便起来撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上拜说，二十一节。
21.
我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回，赏赐的是神，收取的也是神。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。这里在讲约伯的受苦。
Here it speaks of Job's suffering.
今天我们虽然受苦，跟约伯实在是不能相比。
Today, even when we do suffer, it can't compare to what Job suffered.
从十三节开始，就有人来报告他。
Beginning in verse 13, people came with reports.
说你的牲畜都被掳走了。
That all your possessions have been taken away.
那接下去又有人说你牛羊都被烧掉了。
And then someone said that your oxen and your donkeys have been burned.
又有人来说你有一些财产也被掳去了。
And then your property were taken away.
然后十八节又有人来说你所有的儿女全部都死了。
Then in verse 18, it says all of your children have been killed.
房子全部都倒塌了。
The houses have fallen down.
这个是相当大的痛苦。
This is great pain.
患难见真情了。患难可以看出一个人跟人之间那个关系有多深。
In tribulation, we can see the depth of one's relationship.
那患难也可以看出我们跟神的关系到底有多深。
In tribulation, we can see how deep our relationship is with God.
圣经说这个约伯说神的名是应当称颂的。
Job says here in the Bible that the Lord's name must be praised.
他没有亵渎神。
He does not speak against God.
他没有弃绝神。
He does not deny God.
他觉得神的名是应当称颂。
He believes that the name of the Lord needs to be praised.
所以神很伟大他的名是应当称颂的。
God, the Lord is great. His name deserves to be praised.
那从第二章开始。
And from chapter 2.
现在约伯受苦是他身内的苦。
Now he has experiences deep suffering.
他全身生病生疮。
His body is covered with sores.
所以第七节说从头长到脚都长毒疮。
In verse 7, it says that Job was afflicted with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head.
他就拿瓦片来刮身体。
And he would take a piece of broken pottery to scrape himself.
到这个时候，约伯的太太已经弃掉神，不要神了。
And at this point, Job's wife rejects God.
拜神拜到这样还拜吗？
He said, at this point, why are you still worshiping this God?
所以他就告诉约伯，你还持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神，死掉算了。
He says, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die.
那第四节约伯说
But then we see what Job says.
他说你像愚顽的妇人。
He says, you are talking like a foolish woman.
可见在这个情况约伯还是在拜神。
So we can see even at this state, Job still worships the Lord.
他跟神的关系真的是非常非常的深。
His relationship with God is indeed very deep.
那关键是在第一章的二十一节。
How is this? We can see from chapter 1, verse 21.
中文说，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
It says, may the name of the Lord be praised.
他认识神的名。
He knows the name of the Lord.
那我们现在就来查考神的名是什么。
So let us study what the name of the Lord is.
如果我们能够认识很深。
If we can truly understand.
有一天我们如果跟约伯一样。
Then one day, if what happened to Job happens to us,
我们也不会弃掉神。
Then we will not reject God.
那如果我们对神不是认识很深，
But if we do not have a deep understanding of God,
可能稍微一遇到困难，神我不拜了。
Then perhaps as soon as we encounter some difficulty, we'll say we no longer worship this Lord.
你看主耶稣变饼，五千个人来吃饼。
The Lord Jesus made bread for 5,000 people.
这不是都得到好处吗？
Didn't they all benefit?
那主耶稣开始讲道理，溜光了。
But when the Lord began to, Jesus began to speak, they all ran away.
讲到信耶稣有什么好处，大家都来。
When we speak of all the benefits of believing in the Lord Jesus, and everybody comes.
讲到信耶稣要付什么代价，全部溜光了。
But when we speak of the price that we must pay for believing in Jesus, and everybody runs away.
为什么？
Why?
对神的名没有认识。
Because there is an unclear understanding of the name of the Lord.
这个神的名是很深奥的。
The name of the Lord is very profound.
那我们现在看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter
3. 出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
十三节。
Verse 13.
摩西对神说，我到以色列那里对他们说，你们的祖宗的神打发我到这里来，他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他说什么呢？神叫摩西去把以色列百姓从埃及救出来。
God instructs Moses to rescue the Israelites out of Egypt.
那摩西就问神
Then Moses asks God,
我如果去说你们祖宗的神叫我来把你们救出来。
I suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me for you.
那他们如果问说，那他叫什么名字？
And they ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them?
就是说，神叫什么名字？
What is his name of the Lord?
那我要怎么说呢？
What should I say?
可见摩西这个时候他也不知道神是什么名字。
We can see that at this point, Moses doesn't know the name of the Lord.
摩西40岁，说话行事都有能力。
He was 40 years old. He knows how to speak.
40岁，摩西的信心长大了。
His faith has matured.
弃掉王宫的这个地位享受。
He has rejected the pleasures of the palace.
但是他不知道神是什么名字。
But he does not know the name of the Lord.
那14节，神对摩西说。
In verse 14, God says to Moses,
我是自由拥有的。
I am who I am.
这个我是自由拥有的，在原文希伯来文是差不多叫做 YHWH。
So in the original text, I am who I am is, in Hebrew is YHWH.
没有母音。
There aren't any vowels.
那我们如果学英文你就知道，没有母音你发不出来。
And a word without vowels in English, you can't pronounce.
所以 YHWH 怎么发音呢？不知道。
So how do we pronounce YHWH? We don't know.
那后来人就把它加几个字变成耶和华。
So people eventually added vowels, and that's how it became Yahweh.
所以对，所以我们现在这个地方翻作耶和华。
And that's why today the section is sometimes interpreted as Yahweh.
那犹太人读的圣经，现在你如果去看犹太人读的圣经，没有耶和华这个字。
But if you look in Jewish Bibles, this term does not exist.
因为耶和华这个字是差不多500年前神学家发明的。
Yahweh means Jehovah, because Jehovah was a term that was developed by theologians.
那现在中文还翻作耶和华。
Now in the Chinese Bible, they still in this point just write it down as Jehovah.
英文跟大部分的版本已经没有耶和华，它翻作主 Lord。
But in English translations, now we just refer to the Lord.
那这个我是自由拥有的这原文那个 YHWH 意思就是我是的意思。
So I am who I am, or YHWH, that just means I am.
那个我是是现在式的。
And this is in present tense.
所以摩西问神说，你是什么名字？
So when Moses asks God, what is your name?
神说我是。
God says, I am.
这个我是就代表他的本质。
So that is his essence.
过去是，现在是，将来还是是。
In the past, in the present, in the future, he still will be.
就是没有过去式，都是现在的 I am.
Because there is no past, so he is always an I am.
宇宙间没有一个事情是永远是我现在式的。
There's nothing that can always be in present tense.
那主耶稣出生
Now the birth of Jesus Christ.
就很奇妙
It was miraculous.
我们现在看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
57节
Verse 57
犹太人说你还没有50岁岂见过亚伯拉罕呢因为耶稣说你们祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子在56节
So in verse 56 Jesus says your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day In verse 57 the Israelites ask you're not even 50 years old how can you have seen Abraham
犹太人听不懂
So they didn't understand
你还没有50岁啊
You're not even 50 years old yet.
亚伯拉罕是几千年前的人
Abraham existed thousands of years ago.
什么叫做几千年前的人在仰望你的日子
So how can someone who existed thousands of years ago rejoice at the thought of seeing you?
那五十八节
In verse 58,
耶稣说我实实在在告诉你还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了
And Jesus responds saying, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am.
如果我们看英文很清楚
In the English translation, it's very clear.
这个还没有亚伯兰是用过去式。
No, before Abraham was born, that was in past tense.
因为亚伯兰是几千年前的人，他已经死了，所以用过去式。
Abraham was someone who existed thousands of years ago and is already dead.
那我是就有我的英文叫做我是，是现在式。
And I am in the present tense.
所以几千年前就有我了，几千年前就用现在，耶稣就用现在式，我是，我就存在了。
So thousands of years ago, the Lord Jesus used the term I am because he existed then.
所以主耶稣讲这个我是，就是当时摩西问神说你是什么名字，他说我就是我是。
So this is the same word that was used when Moses asked the name of the Lord.
所以这样就让我们知道说耶稣就是神。
From here we can see that Jesus is the Lord.
所以在约翰福音里面主耶稣有七次的自我介绍。
In the book of John, seven times Jesus introduces himself.
我是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
我是世界的光。
I am the light of this world.
我是门。
I am the door.
我是好牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
我是道路真理生命。
I am the way, the truth, the light.
世界上找不到一个人这样自我介绍。
There is no one in this world who would introduce himself like this.
你是光，那你在讲什么？
You are the light, what does that mean?
听不懂。
Don't understand.
你是粮。
You are the food.
难道我要吃你吗？
You are the bread, do we eat you?
你是生命。
You are the life.
大家听不懂。
No one would understand.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们用物质的观念在认识耶稣。
Because we try to think of Jesus Christ in material terms.
所以你跟我一样，看得见摸得到，你也要睡觉，我也要睡觉，你要吃饭，我也要吃饭。
You are like me, you eat, drink and sleep just like me.
但是当主耶稣讲我是的时候，
But when Jesus Christ says I am.
就是出埃及记第四章神对摩西讲。我的名字叫做我是。
It is the same thing that God says to Moses, I am.
就是神。
I am God.
所以当他用神的立场来讲，我是生命之粮，我是世界的光，我是道路真理生命，这个就是真，这个就是对的。
So when he says that I am the light, I am the way, the truth, the light, then what he says is true.
所以神的名应当要称颂。
So the name of the Lord deserves to be praised.
那个神的名是什么？
What is the name of the Lord?
我们现在看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
我们刚刚已经谈过了，主耶稣就是旧约时代那个我是。
So we've already discussed how Jesus Christ is the I am of the Old Testament.
我们看第一章，马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
第一章21节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
你将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣。这里天使告诉玛利亚，再告诉这个约瑟啊。
Here the angel tells Mary and Joseph.
因为约瑟想要把玛利亚休掉，她怀孕了。
Because Joseph was about to divorce Mary because of her pregnancy.
那天使说，她所怀的胎是从圣灵来的。
The angel explains that her pregnancy is a result of the Holy Spirit.
她要生一个儿子。
And she will give birth to a son.
你要给他起名叫做耶稣。
And you're to give him the name Jesus.
所以那个我是那个神他你要给他起名叫做耶稣。
So this God I am shall be called Jesus.
所以神的名叫做耶稣。
So the name of the Lord is Jesus.
因此，当约伯说神的名是应当称颂的。
When Job says that the name of the Lord deserves to be praised,
那个名就是耶稣。
Then the name that he speaks of is Jesus.
他从旧约就有了。
He existed from the Old Testament times.
因为从旧约就有神了。
Because God existed since the Old Testament times.
那到新约时代，他借着人表现出来。
In the New Testament times, he appeared as a man.
那以后死复活以后，又升到天上去。
And after he died and resurrected and ascended to heaven.
那我们现在再进一步来想。
So let us think further.
那为什么？耶稣这个名，这个神的名是应当称颂。
Why does the name of Jesus deserve to be praised?
如果我们对这个认识很清楚我们遇到什么患难都不会把耶稣放掉。
Once we understand this, then no matter what kind of tribulation we experience, we'll never reject the name.
我们看诗篇113篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 113.
诗篇的113篇。
Psalm 113.
诗篇113篇的第四第三节啊，从第二节开始。
Psalm number 113 will begin from verse 2.
啊，我从第一节念哈。
Or verse 1.
你们要称赞耶和华，耶和华的仆人啊，你们要称赞赞美神的名。第二节。
Two.
神的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远。第三节。
Three.
从日出之地到日落之处，神的名是应当赞美的。第四节。
Four.
说神超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。啊，第五节。
Five.
谁像我们啊，主我们神呢？他坐在至高之处。这个地方说神的名是应当称颂的。
Here it says that praise is the name of the Lord.
啊，应该受赞美的。
He is worthy of praise.
所以我们每一次到教会来，我们都要唱诗，要感谢，要赞美神的名。
Every time we come to church, we sing praises to the Lord.
因为他确实配得我们赞美。
Because he is worthy of our praise.
哦，他配得我们称颂。
He is worthy of praise.
哦，为什么？
Why?
第四节。
Verse 4.
神超乎万民之上。
The Lord is exalted over all the nations.
啊，第五节。
Five.
他坐在至高之处。
He is the one who sits enthroned on high.
什么就是至高？
What does it mean to be enthroned?
就再上去没有了。
On a high, it's because there's no one higher.
那个叫做至高。
So that's what it means on high.
所以如果有人问说，那神是谁造的？
Then if someone asks, then who created the Lord?
那这个问题本身就有问题。
Then there is a problem with this question.
为什么？
Why?
因为神已经至高了，他已经在最上面了。
Because he is already on high, he is at the highest level.
如果有一个造神的，那个人就比神还大。
If someone created the Lord, then that person is greater than the Lord.
那他已经是至高最高了。
But he is already on high.
哦，所以就他不是被造的。
So therefore, he was not created.
因此，这个神的名非常美啊，是因为啊，他已经至高了。
The name of the Lord is beautiful because it is on high.
那不只是这样子。
Not only so.
啊，那第六节开始说，他自己谦卑观看天上地下的事。
Verse 6. He who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth.
我们先看138篇。
Now let's look at Psalm 138.
诗篇的138篇。
Psalm number 138.
第五节第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
你们要称颂神的作为，因为神大有荣耀。第六节。
6.
神虽然高，仍看顾低微的人，他总从远处看出骄傲的人。这个第六节说，神虽然高，但是他看顾低微的人。
In verse 6 it says, though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly.
我们知道绝对的权力带给人绝对的腐化。Power corrupt a person.
So absolute power poses the possibility of being absolutely corrupt.
所以为什么说要推行民主？
Why do we need a democracy?
你看这个很多君主这个独权到最后一定腐化。
Because whenever there is a military government, then it usually ends up being corrupt.
因为你一旦高，就没有人能够管你啊。
Because once you're on high, then there's no one who can boss you.
那人有一个罪的欲望。
And people have the sinful innate desire.
那人有这个绝对的权利，就变成到最后就腐化。
And once they have absolute authority, they often become corrupt.
但是神坐在最高之处。
But God sits on high.
他没有腐化。
Yet he is not corrupted.
他有绝对的权利。
He has absolute authority.
但是圣经说他看顾低微的人。
Yet in the Bible, it says that he looks upon the lowly.
所以神会感动人。
God can move people.
以赛亚书第六章啊，在提到异象中的神。
Isaiah chapter 6 describes a vision of the Lord.
我们看这个以赛亚书第六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
第一节
Verse 1
以赛亚书第六章第一节
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1
当乌西亚王崩的那年我见主坐在高高的宝座上他的衣裳下垂遮盖圣殿这里说神坐在高高的宝座上
Here it says that the Lord is seated on a throne that is high and exalted
他的地位已经超越一切了
His position is above all
但是他的衣裳下垂遮盖圣殿
But his robe trails and fills the temple.
这个圣殿就是人在求告神的地方。
The temple is the place where people go to seek the Lord.
那下垂就是表示人是在下面的。
And if the robe extends down, then we can see that man is under God.
所以以赛亚里面告诉说我们人好像微尘，天平中的微尘。
Isaiah tells us that man is like dust.
好像没有一样，在神的面前好像没有一样。
We are like nothing before God.
但是虽是神虽然在最高。
But even though God is on the highest, sits on the highest,
他还看顾地上的人。
He still watches over us.
你知道，当一个人越爬越高。
When a person climbs higher and higher,
你从上面越看下面，你过去的朋友越来越小。
You look down and you realize your old friends seem very insignificant.
因为你越来越高。
Because you're climbing higher.
但是神越来越高，很高，最高。
But the higher the Lord is, He's at the very top.
人这么小。
And man is so tiny.
但是神还是看顾人。
But God still watches over man.
所以为什么人会被神感动？
So why would man be moved by God?
你在最高，我们好像微尘。
Well, he is at the highest point, and we are like dust.
但是我们祷告，你还是听。
But when we pray, he still listens.
你还是看顾我们。
He still watches over us.
这个神不是感动人的神吗？
Is this not a God that moves and touches man?
所以如果我们对神有认识，
If we have this understanding of God,
真的，我们不会离弃神。
Then we will not leave God.
我们再看以赛亚书五十七章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
Isaiah chapter 57.
Isaiah chapter 57.
15节。
Verse 15.
57章的15节。
Chapter 57, verse 15.
因为那至高至上永远长存的名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。这个地方神说，我住在至高至圣的所在。
Here God says, I live in a high and holy place.
这个是人达不到的地方。
This is a place that man cannot reach.
他住在众在光里面。
He lives in light.
靠近的光里面。
He lives in a light that man cannot come close to.
但是神要跟人同居。
But God will be with man.
只要人有痛悔谦卑的心。
But God, he will also be with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
如果有一天，我们在一个公司上班。
If one day we were working in an office,
哇，那老板虽然很高，但是哦，对我们非常的好。
The boss, even though he is of high position, he treats us well.
非常的谦卑。
He's very humble.
哦，你要过门，他替你开门。
If whenever you reach a door, he opens a door for you.
或者跟你一起打乒乓球。
Or he plays ping pong with you.
回家顺便送你一程路回去。
And he even gives you a lift home.
我想我们一生不会忘记的。
We would never forget such an incident.
哇，怎么会有这样的老板？
How can we have such a boss?
他下面的上千上万的人。
There are tens of thousands of people reporting to him.
但是对人这么谦卑。
Yet he is so humble.
那个谦卑的就是天上的神。
That kind of humility is exhibited by God.
他坐在至高之处。
He sits at the high and holy place.
但是他看顾卑微的人。
Yet he looks at us lowly men.
所以他的名是美的。
That's why his name is so beautiful.
有很多人坐在高位。
Many people sit in high places.
但是名并不美。
But their name is not beautiful.
为什么？
Why?
因为人高了以后就变成骄傲。
Because often when they reach such a high status, then they become proud.
所以人的他的名就不美了。
And their name is no longer beautiful.
所以诗篇说他自己卑微观看世人。
Psalms describes how God looks. He looks down on us.
这是第一个，为什么他的名是美的。
And this is the first reason why his name is so beautiful.
我们现在再看诗篇的第八篇。
Let us also turn to Psalm number 8.
诗篇的第八篇。
Psalm number 8.
诗篇第八篇的第一节。
Psalm number 8, verse 1.
说主我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。这个地方啊，大卫作诗说你的名在全地何其美。
Here the psalmist David describes how majestic is your name in all the earth.
神的名是美的，是应当称颂的。
The name of the Lord is beautiful and worthy of praise.
那为什么大卫会这样讲？
Why would David say this?
下面一句说，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Because he says, you have set your glory above the heavens.
所以这个天啊，就是神的杰作。
The heavens is the work of God.
有时候你到那个艺术馆去看。
Sometimes when you go to an art museum,
有的很会画。
There are some very good painters.
好像梵谷，哦，哦，一，哦，对，梵谷哈。
Van Gogh, for example.
他是一个创造价值的人。
He is a creator.
哦，哦还有哦，毕卡索也是一样。
Or Picasso.
哦，听说有一次他到餐馆去吃饭。
I've heard that there was this one time when he went to a restaurant.
那个要给小费，那个服务生说不要小费。
He needed to give a tip, but then the waitress said, "No, you don't have to give a tip."
就拿一个那个他的 napkin 哦，就请他画几幅画。
Instead, the waiter gave him a napkin and asked him to draw something.
让他签下一个这个毕加索的名字。
And leave his signature.
哦，现在这个一条 napkin 啊，值几十万美金。
Now this napkin is worth tens of thousands of dollars.
因为这是毕加索画的。
Because it is the work of Picasso.
他的名很美。
His name is beautiful.
也因为他有杰作。
Because of his works.
他画的这么好，颠倒挂起来看起来也是不错的。
His works are so great that even if you hung it upside down, it still looks pretty good.
有时候我们听那个贝多芬的音乐。
Or when we listen to the music of Beethoven.
哇，真的是非常的美。
It is very beautiful.
怎么人这么会创造？
How can someone create something so beautiful?
他的杰作是这他的名啊，虽然死了几百年，还是被纪念。
Even after hundreds of years, his name is still remembered.
所以人会出名，常常是因为有一些作为。
Men become famous because of their works.
但是圣经说，
But the Bible tells us,
你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
And you have set your glory above the heavens.
天就是神的作为。
Heaven is the work of God.
所以天就是要证明神的名是美的，神是伟大的。
Heaven is proof of the greatness of the name of the Lord.
所以第八篇的最后一节，大卫这样结论。
In the last verse of Psalm 8, David makes the conclusion.
主我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其的美。
O Lord, our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
我们看十九篇。
Let's look at Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。第二节。
2.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。第三节。
3.
无言无语，也无声音可听。第四节。
4.
他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极，神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。这个地方说诸天在述说神的荣耀。
Here it says that the heavens declare the glory of God.
第二节。
2.
这里说这日到那日发出言语。
That day after day they pour forth speech.
那第三节又说无言无语也无声音给听。
Verse 3, there is no speech or language where their voice is not heard.
既然无言无语，第四节又说他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
And then in verse 4, their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
原来这是在神的创作里面无没有声音的在述说神的伟大。
In other words, all things that are silent in this world are speaking the glory of God.
所以那个约伯哈，约伯受试炼的时候
，When Job was being tested,
他三个朋友来跟他辩。
His three friends came to talk to him.
辩了几十章的圣经啊。
And they spoke for dozens of chapters.
没有办法说服约伯。
But they could not convince Job.
后来以利户来跟约伯辩。
But then Elihu came in to speak.
也没有办法说服约伯。
And he still could not convince Job.
到最后神就出面。
And eventually God came himself.
那神只问几个问题。
God merely asked a few questions.
就他所创造的天。
He said, look at the heavens.
还有他所创造的一些动物。
And look at those creatures that I've created.
你知道吗？你知道吗？你知道吗？
Do you know these things and that and that?
约伯就一点声也不敢出。
But then Job could not say anything else.
所以约伯为什么受苦？
Why did Job suffer?
没有答案。
There's no answer.
神没有讲答案。
God never tells him the answer.
但是神问他很多问题。
But God asks him questions.
让他知道神的伟大。
So that he understands the greatness of God.
他一了解神的伟大。
As soon as he understood the greatness of God.
他的受苦是出于这个伟大的神的允许。
Then he knew that his suffering came at the permission of this great God.
他就没有话讲。
And then so he has nothing to say.
所以就那个就结束了。
And that ends the book.
那接下去神就赐福给他。
And after that, God blesses him again.
所以我们对这位神的认识很重要。
So our understanding of our Lord is very important.
他的荣耀是无穷尽的。
His greatness is beyond.
因为他的作为是大的。
Because his works is great.
一切美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐都是从他来的。
All things that are good come from him.
从众光之父来的。
from the Father of Light.
所以他的名是美的。
So his name is beautiful.
因为他的作为是荣耀的。
Because his works is glorious.
我们再看神的名是美的。
Let's continue looking at the beautiful name.
请看雅歌第一章。
Let's turn to
雅歌 Song of Solomon.
Let's turn to the Song of Solomon.
雅歌第一章。
First, chapter 1.
雅歌第一章的第三节
chapter, Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。这个是在讲新郎跟新娘的关系。
Here it talks about the relationship between a groom and the bride.
其实那个新郎就是指着主耶稣。
The groom represents the Lord Jesus.
那个新娘就是每一个信徒。
The bride represents every one of us members.
那这里说众童女都爱你。
Here it says that no wonder the maidens love you.
就是差不多每一个都被主吸引来爱这个新郎。
In other words, every single maiden was attracted to fall in love with the groom.
为什么？
Why?
第三节。
Verse 3.
你的膏油馨香。
Because pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes.
你的名好像香膏一样。
Your name is like perfume poured out.
这个在讲什么？
What is this talking about?
这个在讲神的本质。
Here it talks about the essence of the Lord.
你知道当时他们要把这个香膏把它榨出来要用很重的这个石头或者铁把它放在一个仪器里面把那个榨出来然后把那个渣滓就丢掉了。
In order to create this perfume back in those days, they would need to use a very heavy rock or some kind of metal rod to extract the fragrance out of a particular plant, and then they would throw away the remnants.
所以这个克西玛尼园原来的意思就是榨橄榄那个东西，榨橄榄的机器啊。
So the original meaning of the Garden of Gethsemane, that word, is the means the oil, the olive oil press.
主耶稣会吸引我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ will attract us.
因为他的本质是美的。
Because his essence is beautiful.
那我们怎么知道他的本质是美的？
How do we know that his essence is beautiful?
你看克西玛尼园他被榨。
Because we can see how in the Garden of Gethsemane he was pressed.
他知道这个苦杯他要喝。
He knew that he must drink the bitter cup.
这是很痛苦的一件事情。
This is something that requires great suffering.
他是没有罪的。
He was sinless.
但是为什么要喝这个苦杯呢？
So why didn't he need to drink this bitter cup?
所以，但是在克西玛尼园里面
，But in the Garden of Gethsemane，
我们可以看到他很伟大。
We can see his greatness。
诚愿照神的意思。
He was willing to follow the will of God。
来牺牲，舍己流血救人。
To sacrifice himself to bleed for the sake of mankind。
为什么主耶稣会吸引我们
？Why does God, the Lord Jesus Christ, attract us？
因为他本质就是爱。
Because his essence is love.
在克西玛尼园，在十字架上已经把它榨出来，你就看得到。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, on the cross, he was extracted. He was pressed.
然后我们就看那个斯提凡要被人用石头打死。
And then we remember the story of how Stephen was stoned.
在最困难一个时刻。
Even at this most painful time.
他也求神赦免了，要把他用石头打死。
He asked God to forgive those.Who do not know what they're doing.
他被人用石头打的时候也是在榨他的本质要把他本质榨出来。
As he was being stoned, his essence was being extracted.
我们就发现他里面有基督的香气。
And we can see how within him there lies the fragrance of the Lord.
好像这个香膏一样。
It is like this precious perfume.
所以今天我们被神所吸引。
Today we are attracted by the Lord.
因为我们知道他是美的。
Because we know that he is beautiful.
世界上没有一个人跟他一样。
There's no one like him.
如果我们把人跟主耶稣相比
If we compare a man with God.
或者说有人说主耶稣是世界上一个伟大的道德家
Or someone says that the Lord Jesus Christ was just a great evangelist.
那就贬低了耶稣
Then that is lowering Jesus Christ.
那也高抬了世界上的所谓道德家
And then it also elevates all those other evangelists.
Yeah, 因为主耶稣那个本质是人世间你找不到的
Because the essence of Jesus Christ is something that you cannot find in any other person in this world.
他的本质就是代表神的本性。
His essence is the very nature of God.
是公义的，又是慈爱。
He is just and he is kind.
是圣洁的。
He is holy.
是谦卑的。
He is humble.
那这种本质世界上很难找到。
This essence is very difficult to find.
但是在耶稣的身上找到。
But we find it in Jesus Christ.
今天为什么耶稣这个名是美的？
But why is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ beautiful today?
这个不是说大家流传了，到最后被捧出来的。
It is not because it was a story that was passed on after generation and then became elevated that way.
这个是经过考验的。
Is something that has been tested.
在十字架上炸出来，把它的本质炸出来。
It was an essence that was extracted on the cross.
所以他说啊，愿你吸引我们。
So he says, may you attract us.
我们就快跑跟随你。
And then we will follow you.
我们要跟随你，因为你是美的。
We will follow you because you are beautiful.
主的名是美的，所以我们被他吸引，要跟着他走。
Because the name of the Lord is so beautiful, we are attracted and will follow it.
不只是要跟着他。
And we will not only follow.
第二节说，愿他用口与我亲嘴。
In verse 2 it says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is more delightful than wine.
神的爱比酒更美。
God's love is more delightful than wine.
酒是什么？
What is wine?
世界上会让你醉在里面的都是酒。
Wine is, would represent anything in this world that could make you drunk.
名。
Name. Fame.
利。
Power.
利。享受。
Enjoyment.
这个都是酒。
All these things are wines.
会醉，让人醉到里面的。
They can make one drunk.
醉到里面你就出不来了。
And once you are drunk, you can't escape.
这个都会吸引人。
All these things attract men.
但是你的爱情比酒更美。
But his love is more delightful than wine.
神的本质比那个世界上会吸引我们的更美。
God's essence is more delightful than anything that might attract us in this world.
那怎么被神吸引呢？
How do we become attracted?
要去认识他。
We need to first know him.
要去体验他。
We need to experience him.
我们对他认识体验越深。
The more deeply we understand and experience him.
我们就越爱主耶稣。
And the more that we will love our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为人世间没有像他这么美的。
Because there's no one as beautiful.
所以神的名应当称颂。
The name of the Lord is worthy of praise.
那个名就是耶稣。
And this name is Jesus Christ.
为什么应当称颂？
Why is he worthy of praise?
第一个。
First,
他坐在至高之处。
Because he sits at the most high place.
他是最高的。
He is the highest.
第二个。
Second,
他有伟大的作为。
Because of his great deeds.
他的荣耀彰显在天。
His glory is exhibited in the heavens.
第三个。
Three,
他是经过榨过的，他本质是好的。
He has been extracted and his very essence is good.
他是有香气的。
He is fragrant.
所以这个名值得我们羡慕。
And because of this, this name is worthy of our envy.
我们是靠着这个名得救。
And it's through this name that we are saved.
我们受洗也是归入这个名下。
We receive baptism so that we can enter this name.
那我们要奉这个名祷告，神就要垂听。
By this name we pray and God will listen.
所以这个名常常值得我们来称赞。
And this is why this name is worthy of our praise.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.